ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Sri Brahma Sanghita, Chapter 5, Text 44. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. Srishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Rekha. Chayeva yasya bhuvanani bibharti durga. Ichchana rupam api yasya cha cheshtate sa. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Translation. The external potency, Maya, who is of the nature of the shadow of the Chit potency, is worshipped by all people as Durga, the creating, preserving, and destroying agency of this mundane world. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda in accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself. Purport. The aforesaid presiding deity of Devi Dham is being described. The world in which Brahma takes his stand and hymns the Lord of Golok is Devi Dham, consisting of the 14 worlds, and Durga is its presiding deity. She is 10-armed, representing the 10-fold fruitive activities. She rides on the lion, representing her heroic prowess. She tramples down Mahishasura, representing the subduer of vices. She is the mother of two sons, Kartikeya and Ganesh, representing beauty and success. She is placed between Lakshmi and Sarasvati, representing mundane opulence and mundane knowledge. She is armed with the 20 weapons, representing the various pious activities enjoined by the Vedas for suppression of vices. She holds the snake, representing the beauty of destructive time. Such is Durga, possessing all these manifest forms. Durga is possessed of Durga, which means a prison house. When jivas begotten of the marginal potency, Tatastha Shakti, forget the service of Krishna, they are confined in the mundane prison house, the citadel of Durga. The wheel of karma is the instrument of punishment at this place. The work of purifying these penalized jivas is the duty devolved upon Durga. She is incessantly engaged in discharging the same by the will of Govinda. When, luckily, the forgetfulness of Govinda on the part of the imprisoned jivas is remarked by them by coming in contact with self-realized souls and their natural aptitude for the loving service of Krishna is aroused, Durga herself then becomes the agency of their deliverance by the will of Govinda. So it behooves everybody to obtain the guileless grace of Durga, the mistress of this prison house, by propitiating her with the selfless service of Krishna. The boons received from Durga in the shape of wealth, property, recovery from illness of wife and sons should be realized as the deluding kindness of Durga. The mundane physical jubilations of Dasha Mahavidya, the 10 goddesses or forms of Durga, are elaborated for the delusion of the fettered souls of this world. Jiva is a spiritual atomic part of Krishna. When he forgets his service of Krishna, he is at once deflected by the attracting power of Maya in this world, who throws him into the whirlpool of mundane fruitive activity, karma, by confining him in a gross body constituted by the 5 material elements, their 5 attributes and 11 senses, resembling the garb of a prisoner. In this whirlpool, Jiva has experience of happiness and miseries, heaven and hell. Besides this, there is a subtle body consisting of the mind, intelligence, and ego inside the gross body. By means of the subtle body, the Jiva forsakes one gross body and takes recourse to another. The Jiva cannot get rid of the subtle body, full of nescience and evil desires, unless and until he is liberated. On getting rid of the subtle body, he bathes in the Viraja and goes up to Haridham. Such are the duties performed by Durga in accordance with the will of Govinda in the Bhagavata Shloka, Vilajamanaya Durdhiyaha, the relationship between Durga and the conditioned souls has been described. Durga, worshipped by people of this mundane world, is the Durga described above. But the spiritual Durga, mentioned in the mantra, which is the outer covering of the spiritual realm of the Supreme Lord, is the eternal servant of Krishna and is therefore the transcendental reality whose shadow, the Durga of this world, functions in this mundane world as her maidservant. Shrishti Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Shaktireka Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Bibharti Durga Ichhanurupamapi Yasya Chachesta Te Sa Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I'm speaking on Durga, or plan to just now, because today in the Vaishnav calendar that I use is Durga Puja, although it seems that all of India will celebrate, with the exception of ourselves, will celebrate it tomorrow. We don't really celebrate Durga Puja. In the spring, actually, is the main Durga Puja, but somehow or other in northeast India, it's the Sharadiya Durga Puja is much big. In fact, there's not, they don't do anything in the spring whatsoever for Durga Puja. It's at this time of the year. In West Bengal especially, and in Orissa, Bihar, Jharkhand, Assam, Tripura, all these places, but especially in West Bengal, and because Calcutta is the biggest and the richest city, it's very opulently celebrated there. It used to be that Durga Puja was a home festival. People would invite people to, people would perform Durga Puja at home. But in the 19th century, I believe it was, there was a sadhu or whatever, Shakta, worshipper of Durga in Bengal, who instituted having big open-air public festivals. And it's become the high point of Bengali society for the Hindus who are Shaktas. The Vaishnavas don't get into it much, but the Shaktas, those who worship Durga, for them it's a massive festival. In Calcutta, for 9 days, and actually more, because there's the Visarjan also, it's an absolutely amazing festival, as different localities and different groups try to outdo each other in the opulent way that they celebrate it. And they have these statues of Durga killing Mahishasura and all kinds of other things too. And recently it's become innovative. They have Durga on a modern ship and moving deities, and Ram Krishna makes his appearance there time to time also. When I was in Bangladesh, it used to be done at Dhakeshwari. Well, it still is, I'm sure. The temple, one temple of Durga, that means the controlleress of Dhaka. And it was a standard thing that animals would be sacrificed there. I believe that's become illegal now. Is it in India, animal sacrifices? No? Yes? You can kill animals in the slaughterhouse. But I've seen, even fairly recently, a few years ago. Anyway, there's so many things that are illegal which go on in India and all over the world. So, especially the last 5 days, it's of course, all of India at this time, pretty much, probably not in Tamil Nadu, and because they always do everything different there, and in Kerala also. They have to be different. But in other parts of India, now is Navaratri, which is widely celebrated in other parts of India. So this Sharadiya, or the autumnal Durga Puja, is supposed to be in celebration of the daughter Durga of Himavan returning to her father's house. And it's really, really a spectacular festival for materialistic people. It's noted as the largest outdoor art exhibition in the world, because they're actually works of art. They're not just rough deities, but they're very elaborately made. So the commentary, and now I'll go over to the commentary on the Brahma Samhita verse which we just read, the commentary of Jiva Goswami, not the verse we just read, because Srila Prabhupada says to see the commentary on, at the end of the purport, he talks about the spiritual Durga, and he refers to verse 3 of this Brahma Samhita, the commentary on that, and the commentary on that by Jiva Goswami. I'll read that. Sometimes, the translation obviously, sometimes goddess Durga is also described as the supreme controller. That's what the Shaktas say. They say that Shakti, Durga, is the supreme. And they recognize the Devi Bhagavat, which is a spurious literature, spurious book, as being the topmost Shastra. So they describe her as the supreme controller. This is also correct. Really? Well, what are the Vaishnavas and Shaktas fighting for? At least in Bengal, for centuries, there's been this clash between the Vaishnavas and the Shaktas. If we see the pastimes of Narottam Das, we'll see that he converted Brahmana Shaktas to become Vaishnavas. So there's a big uproar over that. So this is also correct, because there is no difference between the potencies and Lord Krishna, the master of all potencies. Shakti, Shakti, Mata, Abhedaha. We learn from the Vedanta Sutras. This is confirmed by the words of the Gautamiya Tantra. Krishna is Durga, Durga is Krishna. One who sees that they are different will not become liberated from the cycle of repeated birth and death. Now I'm going to interrupt reading from this commentary by Srila Jiva Goswami to quote from his Priti Sandarbha, in which he states that Vedanta Sutra 1.1.30 and the Ahangrahopasana Shastras declare that the demigod Indra and goddess Durga are in one sense not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, then back to the commentary of Jiva Goswami on the Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, text 3. Durga is the personal potency of Lord Krishna, and therefore she is Lord Krishna himself. For this reason, Durga should not be considered manifested from a portion of the Lord's illusory potency, Maya. This fact is confirmed by the following statement of the Nirukti: even if one continually worships her, Durga is still difficult to understand. Which gives the idea of the name Durga. I mean, Dur gives the idea, Du gives the idea of difficult, and Ga means to go. So very difficult to understand her, very difficult to go out of her, or go beyond her, or even to go anywhere near her. Durga is also described in Narada Pancharatra in the following conversation of Shruti and Vidya. Durga is the supreme goddess. She is an incarnation of the supreme personality of Godhead. She is the transcendental potency of the Lord. She is manifested from the form of Lord Mahavishnu. Then that's the end of that quote from the Narada Pancharatra. Then Jiva Goswami continues, simply by understanding how one immediately attains the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's important to understand it. We're not reading this today because Durga Puja, we all want to go out and engage in Durga Puja, but to understand her is very important. It is not otherwise. She is identical with Gokul's queen, Sri Radha. So we'll find in the Radha Sahasranam, one name is of Radha is Durga. She's the original Durga. Sri Radha, who possesses a great treasure of love for Krishna. By her grace, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of all living entities, is easily understood. It's very interesting because the Durga of this world makes us not understand Krishna, but the spiritual Durga helps us to understand Krishna. As in the commentary which we read of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he stated that she keeps everyone in illusion, but she helps someone who wants to understand Krishna. So, continuing, this is discussing the spiritual Durga, although in a very important sense also, the Durga of this world is also spiritual. She's, as we hear, it's stated that Ichana rupam api yasya cha cheshtate sash, under the according to the desire of Govindam, she does what she does in this material world, but keeps everyone in ignorance. Continuing the commentary of Jiva Goswami, she is the personal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and she is always filled with the nectar of love for Him. From her is manifested the Mahamaya potency, the controller of all conditioned souls, who covers them with illusion. By this Mahamaya potency, the residents of the universe, of the entire world, are bewildered into thinking themselves identical with their external material bodies. In the Sammohan Tantra, Durga herself declares, I am Durga, I possess all virtues, I am not different from Sri Radha, the eternal supreme goddess of fortune. In this way, Jiva Goswami concludes, the word Durga is explained. So it is very important to understand this Durga, who is Maya. It's very important to understand exactly what her position is, that she's a that she keeps everyone in illusion, but she does so because of the jiva's desire to be in illusion. To understand her properly, here it's stated, in the which I read from Jiva Goswami, it's stated that simply by understanding her, one immediately attains the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That particularly refers to the spiritual Durga, but it's very important to understand that we are in illusion. Most people don't understand that. So to understand her properly and our position properly, then we can begin to work on getting out of this illusion. What is that illusion? Well, that's stated in Bhagavad Gita that Tribhir Gunamayar Bhavayar Edamanamada Puman. What is it? Mohitang na bijana ti mamebya paramavayam. Tribhir Gunamaya Bhavayar Edamanamada. Idam Jagat. Yeah. By Maya, through the three qualities or aspects, with the three gunas, bewilders all the three worlds. So they do not know Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The famous or this verse is alluded to here. Anyway, I'll go back to that. So it's very important to understand that she keeps everyone in illusion. Now, what is the nature of that illusion? We should understand. Clearly, the illusion is to think ourselves separate from Krishna. But the Mayavadis, they also recognize that we're an illusion, but the nature of the illusion, they take it to be that we don't understand that we are the Supreme. So it's very, both the Mayavadis and the devotees, they understand that we're an illusion, but the Mayavadis, they think, or their conception of that illusion is something quite different. Now, Mayavadis, they're mostly worshippers of Lord Shiva, who they call Ishvara. They accept Ishvara. But the understanding of Ishvara, the Supreme Controller, is quite different in Mayavad. They think that ultimately they become one with God, they become and then they become the enjoyer of Durga. So that's the subtle implication. So they're really in a much bigger illusion than those who are directly within it. And the Shaktas, they don't take Maya to be illusion, they take her to be reality. And they think all this transcendentalism and trying to become detached from the material world, they think is completely insane. That the Mother Durga, she's there, they worship her. Shakta means they worship Durga in her various forms. And they think that, well, she's there, she's our mother, Mother Durga, and she's there to help us enjoy, so we should worship her and enjoy this world to the best of our ability. And she manifests herself in the form of so many women, so she's coming to us in this form for us to enjoy. So the various misconceptions of Durga. So let us try to understand. That Durga is an expansion of Srimati Radharani is stated in the Purusha Bodhini Upanishad of the Atharva Veda, also sometimes known as the Radhopanishad, in which it's stated that Srimati Radharani expands herself as Lakshmi, Durga, and many other potencies of the Lord, which are all her expansions. In the Hari Bhakti Ratna Prakash of Radha Pandit Goswami, Gauriya Vaishnava, he states that Lord Krishna's original potency is his beloved Radhika. From a trillionth part of a fraction of her effulgence are manifested Durga Devi and other devis in this world of the three modes. So when we understand that, Durga in this world is expanded from Radharani, but that doesn't mean that she's almost on the same level. Although she is so powerful that through her agency the creation, maintenance and destruction of this material world is affected, but her potency is minuscule compared to that of Radha. From Bhagavad Gita, we understand, Krishna says, Aham bija pradapita, I am the seed-giving father of all living beings. The Vaishnava commentators, they explain that this function of giving the, injecting all the jivas into the material world at the time of creation is, Krishna says, I am doing, but he does so through the agency of Shiva. So, Shiva, in particular known as Shambhu. So that Linga Yoni is worshipped throughout India. Shiva in his Linga form and Durga in the Yoni form, the penis and vagina. Because by their union, that function, then all the living beings come into this world so that they can enjoy an imitation of Shiva and Durga copulating. Mm. So they're worshipped. Shiva Shakti. Shakti. So many names of Durga are there. From the Brahma Sanghita, 5.8 purport in English, describes this. That Maya is the limited, non-absolute, apara potency, the symbol of mundane, feminine productivity. So, if we see this world as a place for us to, or devotees who have, who are male devotees especially, who are affected by the tendency to enjoy this material world, as most of us are, when we are attracted by the power of Maya, by the power of Durga, when we become attracted to the beautiful form or seemingly beautiful form of young women, then we should understand that this is Maya. This is Durga manifest to entice us. This is another Maya Devi. This beautiful form to which I'm attracted is a representation of Maya. Because Shiva is the original material. Of course, he's not exactly material, but he's not exactly fully spiritual on the level of Lord Hari also. See? He appears within this world. Therefore, he can be considered to be the prototype material male, and Durga the prototype material female. Durga in this world certainly acts and appears just like the prototypical external energy. She is the external energy personified, just as Radha is the quintessence of the internal energy. So as I was saying, this Durga has many names. She has many forms also. Some of them are particularly horrible because material nature is horrible. After Durga Puja in Bengal, the next big festival, huge festival actually, not quite as big as Durga Puja, is Kali Puja. So the horrible form. Durga is the form very sweet and beautiful like a kind mother. Of course, she has a chopper in her hands. The Karga. That's for this Durga Puja is the celebration of. We'll find in all the pandals in Bengal, and the Durga is seated on the lion or tiger, and she has 10 hands, and she's holding the hair of this asura who appeared as a buffalo, although. Although always depicted with the head of a man. So she Durga's in the beautiful form, smiling gently. Kali is in the very horrible form. And there are other Gaura Rupa, described in Bhagavatam, terrible forms of Durga, the Navamatrikas, the very horrible forms which are worshipped by tantrics especially, to get power to do horrible things. So there's, among them there is Chamundi, worshipped in Mysore, I believe, Chamundi. Then there's Chinnamashtika, she's holding her head, which is chopped off, and the blood is sprouting out. So these are all very horrible forms. And the tantrics especially worship that. So she has many names. Where did I go? Yeah, she has many names. Durga Parvati means the daughter of the mountain. Parvat, Himalay. She's the daughter of the Himalay mountains, for which she's also known as Haimavati. Uma Sati, she previously appeared as Sati. Kumari, Kaniya Kumari, Shakti, there are so many names. So Shiva and Ganesh live together with their sons, the six-headed Skanda, Kartikeya, Murugan, as he's known in Tamil Nadu. Subramanyam, so many names are there of him, and the elephant-headed Ganesh. So they live on Mount Kailash in this world, and at the border of the spiritual world, they live in Mahesh Dham. It's also on the border of the material world, which is described as Devi Dham. In the verse, I believe it must be just prior to this, There's the verse about the different dhams. How does that go, that verse? Haridhama suteshu teshu. How does that begin? Goloka eva nijadham nitale chatasya devi mahesha. Haridhama suteshu teshu. So different people live in different places. Hare Krishna. So I'm going to stop here and we'll continue this tomorrow indoors because we're feeling the heat of Durga here. It is rather hot, so as not to put you in. Of course, we're meant for tapasya, which means tap, heat, but there's no need to continue this now. I'll speak more on this tomorrow, Krishna willing. All right. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. You want to say something? No. Maybe after the whole thing is finished.